Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Before we even dive into the topic of the day, I wanted to share a bit behind the scenes of my podcasting journey, if we can call it that at this point. And I'm just fascinated myself. First of all, I absolutely love it. I feel like I could literally sit for like days and just talk and talk and talk. I have like so much to say, okay? Be prepared for that. But what fascinates me is how different I feel like each of these, especially first episodes, would be. Because I'm still like just surfing through ideas and like seeing what fits and how it's gonna turn out in the best possible way for me as well as for you. So I'm definitely gonna be like experimenting a bit with like the topics as well as like probably the way I actually talk about the topics, if that's even something I can control, honestly. That's and it's just such a fascinating journey, really, to be on the other side of this, of something new, where I have so many opportunities to do whatever I want. That is a glorious feeling. So if you are currently listening and you are by yourself just thinking like, oh, I should do this thing, whatever is the thing, go ahead and do this. It's going to be amazing. So this specific time, let's talk about the expectations versus reality when it comes to online courses being used as passive income. So often people start working on a course project or get inspired of this idea with the dream of making money while doing nothing, at least once the course is done, right? By now, we all already know that you actually have to do something to get that product out there. And I'm saying by now because like literally like 10 years ago, as I was getting started in this whole business, the course industry and the way people approached courses and thought about courses was very different from how it is now. So by now, it's already been talked a lot that courses are not maybe easy per se, and you have to put in the work to actually get to a good product, right? But it's more than just that. It's not that you're expected to create a course and then you can make the money. There's a lot that goes behind the scenes, and often it takes a lot longer than you would expect before you can actually get to the point or even close to the point of like somewhat making passive income. So first of all, is it actually possible to make passive income with online courses? Yes. Will it be fast or will it be easy or will it be like by any means like the most profitable decision you can ever make? Probably no. It really, really depends. It will definitely not be fast or easy because there really is no like one simple just do this kind of a way to create a profitable course. And of course, keep in mind that many different things play a role here, right? It really depends on where you are in your business. Whether or not you already have your audience, whether or not you already have your mailing list. Maybe you already have sold something, not a course per se, but you have a good track record of selling, you're good at marketing. That'll be a different story, obviously. But if you're in the starting position of any kind where you don't really have that many people in your audience, maybe you haven't even started with email marketing, like you are still finding your way, it will not be fast or easy, but it can absolutely be worth it. And I hope that you will embrace this journey, but embrace it with an open mind and open heart to the possibilities. There are just so many different things that can happen along the way. And I mean, even as you create a product, you can be inspired to like change the way you're presenting it, change the way that you thought about it at first, right? As you start working on a course, maybe along the way you realize that a different approach might be better. Be open to this. But along with that, I also have to say, Don't let yourself drift off. Don't just follow every single idea that comes your way, right? This is one of like the key things you should remember as you're creating anything online, really. There will always, always, always be so many different options. Whatever you feel is right, go for it, and then work on that idea. And as you're in the process, the right decisions will find you. But don't just jump from like place to place, idea to idea, because that's how you're gonna waste time. I know, because I have wasted a ton of time myself, especially in the early stages of my business, where I had no clue what I want to focus on. And I was literally just trying so many different things, learning so many different things. And ultimately, I wasted like a few years without any clear focus. And when I decided that courses is what I'm gonna focus on, and actually I started selling my own courses as well, it was still a learning curve and still additional time that I had to go through the process of like actually getting to the point of being focused, knowing how to sell, being in a point where I can do it successfully. So ultimately, it wasn't even like a few initial years. It was like 5-6 years that I wasted by not having that certainty about the things I want to do. Okay, so I drifted off a bit, but let's get back to the question of, can you create passive income with courses? Yes. And there are also some ways that will help you to do it more easily and faster and like right now. For example, you can do that more easily with ads. You can do that more easily if you already have well-established online presence like Instagram or anything else where people already know you, recognize you, they love you, they're excited to buy whatever you're gonna put out there. And you also can have funnels that drive leads via Pinterest, Google, social media, or any other sources. So for example, if you have a blog that is doing amazing on Google, that can help you to drive leads to your course passively. So it is possible to do it passively as well, but I'm talking more about the situation where you are in those beginning stages where you might not have that audience, you don't have much of online presence, you don't have much of clarity about the marketing in general, and you are now about to create a course. Here will be some of the things to like expect and to think about. So in most cases, it really will take more time to get to the point where you can like comfortably say like, yes, I'm making passive income. And even then, you'll still be doing the work to make that income happening. And I'm not saying this to scare you off from course creation, not at all. Courses and digital products in general can be really an amazing way to scale your business and earn extra money, or even like refocus your whole business on the products in general. It can be a great decision for you, and I absolutely will support you in that if that's what you want to do. But it's important to go into the process with realistic expectations. First of all, you will have to be ready to learn new platforms, new strategies, new ways of showing up. And again, I like have to circle back to the thought that it will really depend on where you are, what you already know, what you want to do with your course. But either way, you will need to learn, especially if you want to do these things on your own. If you're thinking about setting up and launching your course on your own, you will be first of all, discovering different platforms to use, ways to set up funnels, what are the backend systems you will need, how to write emails, how to write good copy, general sales page copy, and so on. So many different things to learn. And I'm not saying this again to like scare you off. It can be exciting. Just be ready for the fact that it's not as simple as, oh, I'm creating a course and launching it. Related to this, you will also need to be ready to go through trial and error, and actually that itself can take some time, right? So if you're currently working on a course or planning to work on a course and you're like, oh, in a month or like 3 months, I'm launching a course and that's when the money will start coming in, most likely that will not be the case. As you launch your course, for example, specifically if you're doing like evergreen course launch, let's say you will have like a 7-day launch period, that alone will be your first evaluation process of like, what is working, what is not working, which emails did the best, which ones didn't. Did you even get any sales? And if you didn't, what is the leading reason why you didn't make the sales? Just because your launch potentially didn't work out doesn't mean anything. It just means that now you have even more information to work with. And that's how we go back to the thought that you have to be open to the idea of going through trial and error. And that can take time, that will take time. And that's why previously when I mentioned my own story, how like it took like years for me to actually get to the point, it's because of this fact. It's not like I wasn't doing anything. It's not like I didn't create great product. It's not even about the product itself. It's about showing up. It's about exploring what funnels will work, what works for your audience, what works for your budget, what works for the ways you want to be showing up. And that also leads us to the next point. You have to be present and your audience must know who you are. And I feel like in every podcast episode, I'm about to make a reference to another podcast episode that is yet to be made. But I will be talking about this topic more in more detail in another episode as well. Actually being present and showing up, especially if that is something new for you. Yes, there are ways to sell without being like the face of your own business. But in reality, most people, again, like most people in my universe, most of you listeners right now, probably, you are thinking about establishing yourself as your business, at least to some extent, right? Or for example, you are a great expert, a great thought leader in your niche, and you just want to scale that experience through the course. You will need to show up. You will need to, I don't want to say convince, but you will need to put the proof out there. You will need to let your audience know what it is that you know about, what it is that you have the experience in. They need to see you. They need to hear from you. And just because you create a good product doesn't really mean a thing, as harsh as that might sound. Now, if you actually feel ready to start working on your course, make sure to check out Savvy Offer Hub membership. Inside, you will get instant access to plenty of learning resources that will help you to plan, create, and scale your offers. Plus, you also have the access to personalized support inside as well as feedback. You will find all of the details and links in the description. So unless you're open to this, unless you're ready to learn, unless you're ready to go through trial and error, you are ready to show up. Only other option, only other way to successfully get to the passive income through your course will be if you have an already established presence to some extent, or you have a big ads budget, okay? But if you don't have that, you will need to learn, you will need to go through trial and error, and you will need to show up. So those are like the three key requirements I would definitely keep in mind. How to know if course creation is for you? Maybe you're listening to this and you're already like feeling a bit down. Yes, you wanted to create a course, but now it's like, oh my God, I'll have to do so much. But here's the thing. That's why this episode is made, right? I want you to be sure that you're not doing it kind of for the wrong reasons. So course creation is for you if you do not seek quick fixes, okay? This will not be a quick income in your business. And actually there are many great ways how to make more like get bigger profit faster without making a course. For example, the same coaching offers, and I don't want to promote coaching per se, especially if you're not like qualified to do that. But for example, like consulting, probably in your business, you can do consulting and that can be like 1 hour thing. And the price point for that can be just as high as it can be for a course, but you don't really have to do the work of creating the content, right? And I know many great clients that I have had that are coming from the background of consulting, right? Or like some kind of a coaching. So they do these one-on-one sessions already, and then they want to scale that into a course. But if you're not already doing these one-on-one things and you're seeking a fast way to make money, then doing it might be the way to go, or at least the way to start. It doesn't mean that you have to postpone your course for forever. Another thing, when course creation is a good fit, is that you're not doing it only for the profit. Yes, we want the money, we love the money, but it shouldn't be the key motivator. And last but not least, you don't have much of one-on-one capacity anymore, so you know that creating a course can actually help you to scale and help your audience. People are asking you questions and you will now have a place to bring them. If you're creating a course for only monetary reasons or only passive income, or you have heard that it's the thing to do, it probably is not the best fit for you. And hear me out. You can always throw pasta on the wall and see what sticks. And I can't stop you, right? Who am I to stop you here? But my goal is to help you to evaluate if this decision is going to be a good fit for you and if the money and time investment that might go into this will be worthy. So if you are not really ready to do the work, it might be a waste, right? We don't want to waste your time, want to waste your money. There are other ways you can do, other things you can get started with before you go into courses, before you start feeling more confident about it, and before you're actually ready to like give the process attention that it needs. Because again, course creation is not only about the courses. There's a lot that will come along with actually making those sales happen. Do not expect to just create a course, put out the link, and the sales will come, okay? Even if you're active on Instagram, you have like 500 followers and you post some stories, one day when you post that link to the course, maybe you will get a sale, but that alone will not cut it, and it will definitely not bring you to the point of making passive income. With that, I'm done for this episode. Thank you for being here today. Below you will find all the relevant links and ways to connect with me, and my inbox is always open to any feedback, questions, and topic suggestions as well. Again, thank you for being here today, and I hope to see you in the next episode.